You walk into a room that looks calm at first glance, but the walls tell the truth the second the lights hit them. Uneven patches, old roller marks, edges that never lined up. You feel the same pressure any worker feels when a surface exposes what came before you. This is where painting stops being a simple task and becomes a test. Every flaw shows. Every slip has weight. You know the work starts long before a brush touches the wall, and the room is already measuring your focus. You breathe through the stale air and listen to the faint hum of traffic outside. The walls stand in silence, waiting for your hand. You lay out your tools and understand the real job. Control the surface. Control the lighting. Control. You don't get grace here. The room remembers everything. But so do you. And this time, you plan to win. Chapter 1. Walls, prep, safety, and clean execution. 1,160 words. You step into the room and close the door behind you. The walls come into full view under the weak overhead bulb. Worn patches run across the surface like old scars. Light bounces off uneven spots, showing dull corners and shallow dips. You stand still for a moment and let the space settle. This is your first battlefield. Walls never hide their history, and this room carries plenty. You set your kit on the floor and scan the layout. 4 walls, standard height. Nothing special. But the flaws run deep, and the pressure sits right behind your rib, which means all of us pay off, out of the track. R1. You start with inspection. The step workers skip when they think they already know the job. You don't skip. You run your palm along the largest whorl. The surface feels thick with old residue. You find hairline cracks around a vent. You spot spots where the old paint lifted and curled before someone trapped it under another coat. You push your thumb against a bubble and feel the hollow beneath. Every defect tells you the same thing. You'll need to take the wall back to honesty before it can move forward. You move to the corner near the window. This part is rougher. Dust sits in a faded trail where the sun hits every afternoon. The sill pushes grime into the wall, leaving a stain that never washed out. You know watermarks like this. They look cosmetic, but they hold oils that kill fresh paint. You file the detail away. You'll deal with it soon enough. You lay out drop cloths across the floor. Not the cheap kind. Heavy canvas that stays put when you shift your weight. You pull the window open to force some airflow into the stale room. Ventilation is non-negotiable. The moment sanding starts, dust rises like a warning. You bring in a work light and position it low so it grazes the wall at an angle. Direct light lies. Side light tells the truth. The second it hits, every imperfection sharpens. You nod to yourself. Good. Honesty is leverage. You pull out PPE next. Gloves. Eye protection, a respirator. You slide the mask on tight and breathe through the filter. The sound comes rough and steady, grounding you. Painting isn't about color. It's about control, discipline, and respect for the materials that can hurt you if you forget what they hold. You warm up your hands and step toward the bucket of cleaning solution. You mix detergent in warm water and dip a sponge. The first wipe reveals the truth fast. Dirt lifts from the wall in a gray smear. You wipe again. Cleaner now. You find spots where old oils fight back. You scrub harder. The surface slowly sheds its past, inch by inch. You rinse the sponge in clear water and go again until the wall feels ready to move on. You shift to another wall and repeat the process. Cleaning is slow work, but it secures everything that comes next. With the walls cleaned, you return to the cracks. You open a small tub of filler and load a putty knife. The first swipe fills the vent cracks. The edge of the blade glides across the area, leaving a smooth line of compound. You feather the edges so the fix disappears. You patch every break, every pinhole, every dipped section that caught your eye earlier. When you step back, the wall looks spotted with drying filler. It's progress, not chaos. You wait for the filler to dry. The room grows quiet again. You check your tools. Rollers, brushes, sandpaper. The sandpaper is your next move. You grab a sanding block and step toward the patched sections. Once dry, the filler feels rough under your fingertips. You sand the area until the texture blends with the surrounding wall. Dust falls in small clouds around your boots. You wipe the spots clean again. Now the walls feel new enough to accept the next stage. You move to the edges, where walls meet ceiling and trim. Cutting in comes first. That thin border controls the entire paint job. You dip a brush into the can and tap off the excess. The brush feels steady in your hand. You draw the first line slowly along the top of the wall. The bristles glide clean. No waver, no sag. You keep your wrist locked and work the length of the room in one steady rhythm. Cutting isn't speed, it's consistency. If the line falters, the whole job looks weak. You shift to the corners. They hold shadows in tight angles where paint tends to build up. You slice a thin line down the edge and stop only long enough to reload. You keep each stroke smooth. By the time you reach the last corner, the lines feel tight and controlled. The room is changing shape under your hand. It's time to roll. You set the tray on the drop cloth and pour paint into the well. The smell rises fresh and sharp. You load the roller and let the excess drip back. The first pass sets the standard. You move the roller across the wall in a tight arc. The paint covers evenly. You go back over it with a wet edge, lending each stroke before the surface starts drying. Painting isn't about filling space. It's about momentum. If you lose rhythm, the wall shows it. You work in sections, each one deliberate. You roll the second wall, the third, the fourth. Sweat gathers along your neck as you move. You keep breathing steady through the respirator. The room shifts from patchwork to uniform color. The defects you repaired stay hidden under the smooth finish. The lighting catches the new surface clean, with no dry patches or roller streaks. You step back again and let the job speak. The question that opened this chapter sits in front of you. Can you control pace, coverage, and clean borders under pressure? Right now, the answer leans in your favor. But the work isn't done. Trim waits next, and trim never forgives mistakes. You gather your tools and let the walls settle. Fresh paint dries in silence. You feel the shift inside you. Progress brings its own weight. You walk out of the room, knowing the next space will demand even more from your hands. Exit line. The walls stand finished behind you, but the trim ahead waits like a harder test with sharper consequences. If you're ready for chapter 2, say next. You said, next.
ChatGPT said,
chapter 2, trim, precision, masking, and hard edges. 1,140 words. You step into the hallway with fresh eyes. Trim work sits in front of you like a different kind of truth. Baseboards, door casings, window frames, narrow surfaces, sharp edges, nothing forgiving. You place your kit on the floor and take in the scene. Light from the nearest window stretches across the boards, showing every dent left behind by years of traffic. Trim exposes you faster than walls ever will. One slip and the line breaks. One hesitation and the coat dries with a ridge. You take a slow breath and square your stance. This chapter demands steadiness, not speed. Before you lift a brush, you deal with the structure. You press your fingers along a section of baseboard that sits loose against the wall. The board rocks under light pressure. You grab a small pry bar and ease it forward. A hidden nail backs out with a quiet scrape. You pull it free and check the wood. No rot, no splits. You secure it again with a fresh fastener. You move along the length of the hallway, pulling and tightening wherever the trim shifts. Paint sticks best to honesty. Loose trim, lies. You don't allow lies in your work. With the trim secured, you study the profile. Some boards have rounded edges. Others carry crisp lines. You reach for your sanding block and wrap it with fresh paper. Hand sanding is the only way to keep the shape clean. Machines dig too deep. You drag the block along the length of the baseboard, working steady pressure from end to end. Dust collects on the floor. You wipe it away with a dry cloth. When the trim catches light again, the edges look sharper than when you arrived. You move to the door casing. The top rail carries old brush marks left by someone who rushed. You sand them down until the texture evens out. The casing breathes easier under your hand. You feel the improvement as you move. Trim is a place where details speak loud. Every stroke you take now saves you from chaos later. Next comes masking. The walls behind the trim are fresh from the previous chapter. You protect them like fresh skin. You pull out high-quality tape and run the first line tight against the upper edge of the baseboard. You press it firmly, so the seal holds. You repeat this along the entire run, turning clean corners and smoothing each section with your thumb. Masking isn't about tape, it's about control. If the line fails, the mistake becomes a permanent mark. You check each seam twice. You step back and look at the room one more time. The trim sits clean, sanded, stable, and ready. Now, it needs a base. You reach for primer. The boards show patches of raw wood where sanding cut through the old finish. Primer locks down that vulnerability. You load a small brush and pull the first stroke across the baseboard. The coat lays thin and smooth. You move down the length, keeping your pace controlled. Primer doesn't get glory, but it carries the weight of the finish. You treat it with respect. You repeat the process on the door casings, the top rail, the verticals, the window frame along the far wall. Everywhere the brush moves, the surface shifts from tired to ready. You clean your brush and give the primer a moment to settle. The hallway smells like progress. You return for the real work now. Trim paint. High quality. Strong adhesion. Designed for sharp edges. You hold the angled brush in your hand and feel its weight. This is where people crack. They try to rush. They try to force speed. You don't. You set the bristles at the start of the baseboard and pull a long stroke without stopping. The paint lies down in a clean ribbon. No drips. No hesitation. One pass. One direction. You reload at the far end and repeat the stroke on the next section. Your breathing slows to match your rhythm. You make each line the same. Even pressure. Steady tempo. By the time you reach the corner, the board is transformed. The paint catches a soft gleam, or the light hits it. No ridges. No gaps. You turn the corner and face the door casing. This demands more care. Vertical lines reveal every shake. You place the brush at the top and pull down in one continuous motion. The paint follows obediently. You reload and repeat for the second side. Then, the third. You finish the head casing with slow precision, working edge to edge. You pause. Not to rest, to assess. Trim teaches you to look. The surface now reflects clean discipline. The hallway feels different already. You keep going. You step toward the window frame. This one has tight inner corners that trap excess paint. You angle the brush carefully and guide the paint through the narrow cuts. The frame settles into a fresh, uniform coat. You wipe a small bead of excess from the quarter before it has time to dry. Catching mistakes early keeps the work clean. You kneel and run your eyes along the length of the baseboard. You look for sags, holidays, or uneven sheen. Nothing breaks the surface. You let the paint set while you clean your tools. Now comes the moment that can turn a clean job into a wreck. If you misjudge the timing, tape removal. Pull it too early, and the line bleeds. Pull it too late, and the dry paint tears. The coat hits the right stage now. You grip the end of the tape and pull back at a steady angle. The line separates crisp and sharp. It holds from one end of the hallway to the other. You move through each section, pulling tape in controlled, steady motions. Every line comes out clean. The walls behind remain untouched. The trim glows with new definition. You feel a small shift inside. Not pride. Just confirmation that the process works when you respect it. The hallway stands brighter now. The edges look sharp enough to guide the eye through the space. Trim has a way of changing the whole mood of a room. When done right, it becomes the quiet proof of skill. And when done wrong, it becomes the loud reminder that someone didn't take the time. You gather your tools and let the trim rest. You look at the boards one more time under the angled light. Smooth, clean, precise. But the job isn't finished. Furniture work waits next, and furniture demands a higher standard. Walls and trim rely on structure. Furniture relies on finesse. The pressure shifts from broad strokes to microscopic detail. You grip the handle of your kit and stand. The hallway stays behind you with its new edges and quiet discipline. The next chapter will ask for more. A steadier hand, a sharper eye, a cleaner process. Exit line. The trim dries behind you, but the furniture ahead demands a finish that leaves no place to hide. If you're ready for chapter 3, say next. You said, next.
ChatGPT said,
chapter 3, furniture, finish. Finish quality, smooth surfaces, and pro-level results. 1,160 words. You step into the workshop and close the door behind you. The air feels different here.
quieter, tighter. Furniture work carries its own gravity. Walls give you distance. Trim demands precision. Furniture demands perfection. Every inch sits close to the eye. Every flaw becomes a story about your discipline. You place your kit on the bench and pull the old dresser forward. Its surface looks tired. Scratches run across the top. The drawers stick. The finish is worn thin on the edges. You rest your hand on the wood and feel the uneven texture. This piece has lived hard, but it can rise again if you take it through the right process. You start by stripping it down. You open each drawer and pull out the hardware. Knobs, screws, metal plates. You set them in a tray so nothing gets lost. A clean workspace protects your rhythm. You place the dresser on a stable stand and shift the overhead light. Strong directional light exposes what softer light hides. You want the surface honest. You check the joints. No loose structure. No rot along the underside. The frame feels sturdy. Good. You can focus on the finish. Next, you identify the material. You study the grain on the top, tracing the lines with your fingers. Hardwood. Solid. The sides, though, show the tight uniformity of veneer, thin layer, stut, and light on many. The brain will have something else. The draw bottoms show composite. Multiple materials mean multiple rules. You keep all of that locked in your mind as you plan the next steps. You respect the piece by treating each surface the way it needs. You set out your sandpaper, 80 grit to cut, 120 to refine, 220 for leveling. You start with the top. The old finish powders under the first strokes. You move with steady pressure, letting the tool do the work. You watch for uneven scratches. The grain guides your direction. The surface shifts slowly from worn to raw. You wipe the dust away and feel the wood with the back of your hand. Smooth. Solid. Ready. You shift to the veneer sides. Lighter touch. Controlled strokes. You sand just enough to break the gloss without cutting into the thin layer. Veneer punishes overconfidence. You keep your movements slow and measured. When the sheen fades, you stop. You run your fingers along the drawer faces. Same rule. Light pressure, even scratch pattern. You want the primer to bond without exposing the layers beneath. You clear the surface dust with a tack cloth. The dresser feels cleaner, closer to new beginnings. But sanding is only one half of the preparation. Now you need the right base coat. Furniture primer. The kind built for grip and durability. You shake the can and pour it into a small tray. You choose your tool. For flat surfaces, a foam roller lays primer without texture. For corners, you keep a narrow brush nearby. You start at the top. The roller glides across the surface, leaving a thin, even film. No bubbles, no streaks. You roll in one direction, then level in the opposite. The primer settles clean. You move to the sides, rolling carefully across the veneer. The coat lays gentle, uniform. You repeat the process on each drawer. You step back. The dresser sits in a pale, flat tone now, stripped of its old identity. You let it dry while you clean your tools. When the primer sets, you test the surface with your fingertips. Slight texture, normal. You take a fine sanding pad and level the coat with slow circular motions. Dust rises again. You wipe it clean. This leveling step separates amateurs from workers who care. The smoother the surface now, the better the final coat will land. You face the next decision. Roller or sprayer? The finish you want decides the tool. A foam roller gives a subtle texture. An HAVLP sprayer delivers a smoother, near-factory feel. You choose the sprayer. The dresser deserves the higher standard. You fill the cup with finished paint and check the viscosity. Perfect. You adjust air pressure, step back, and breathe steady through the respirator. You begin at the top. A light pass. No attempt to cover everything at once. You let the mist settle. You move from left to right, steady and controlled. The surface grows richer with each sweep. You shift to the sides. Even movements. No quick turns. No heavy zones. The paint lands soft and consistent. You coat the drawers next, heading the edges before the faces, so the overlap stays clean. You let the coat sit. Paint levels itself when given space. You set the sprayer down and watch the surface under the directional light. The sheen looks clean, but the job isn't finished. Furniture demands layering. You wait for the right dryness, and then begin leveling again. Fine sandpaper, light pressure. You sand until the surface feels uniform under your palm. Every pass brings the dresser closer to its final state. You spray the second coat. It lays smoother than the first. You hit every surface again, with slow discipline. You move your body, not your wrist, to control the path. The coat settles with a quiet confidence. You check the corners for runs. None. The directional light confirms a uniform sheen. You let the piece rest again. You return for the final pass. This coat defines the finish. You approach it with respect. You spray it lighter than the previous ones, letting the finish flow into itself. The sheen deepens. You watch the surface for any flaws. You catch a small dust nib on the top and lift it out before it dries. You blend the area with a controlled pass. When you step back, the dresser looks like it belongs in a display. Smooth, even, clean. You let it cure under the light. Time slows in the workshop. You walk around the piece and inspect every side. The paint holds steady. No streaks, no sags, no texture where it doesn't belong. The dresser has shed its old identity and taken on a new one, shaped by your process. When the finish reaches the right stage, you reinstall the hardware. Clean metal against the fresh coat makes the piece feel complete. Each screw tightens without protest. Each drawer slides into place. You test the movement. Smooth. Controlled. The top reflects a soft glow under the light. You place your hand on it. The surface feels cool and perfect. You stand back and take a final look. The dresser sits strong, clean, and quiet. You met the question head-on. Could you deliver a finish that survives bright inspection light? The answer stands in front of you, with no place to hide. The workshop door waits behind you. The job is done, but the skill stays with you. Walls, trim, furniture, three spaces, three standards, one worker who didn't cut quarters. Exit line. The piece rests finished on the bench, and you leave the workshop knowing the craft is now part of your hands.